Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we back and we live on the line. Good evening, everybody. It's the Thursday night that everybody's been waiting for. It is live on the line with yours truly, the Lauderhill legend here with the greatest host in the world, Cornell. We are talking here live on the Lauderhill Legend Show here on blogtalkradio.com, speak on it 11. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Tonight we're going to get into a few things. We're going to talk about college football, the big matchup on Monday between Oregon and Ohio State. We're going to talk about Jameis Winston and his decision to leave Florida State and go pro early. Also, we're going to talk about a little bit of basketball. We're going to talk about Luol Deng. And we're going to get into LeBron James on why he is rehabbing in Miami instead of rehabbing in Cleveland. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. So, like I said, we got a lot of things to get into tonight. Also, of course, Sally will be calling in and giving us her insight on sports and entertainment and who's dating who and who got butt implants and all this other nonsense that nobody really wants to talk about. But, of course, we got to have that side of the show. So everybody sit back, stay tuned, and enjoy yourself. And we'll be right back at you after we pay a few bills.
Party people, say yo get focused. Go sign it for, say yo get focused. Don't do you later, say yo get focused. Yeah, just hit the
we're back and we live on the line. Again, one thing we like to do on this show is give our honest opinion about sports and entertainment. And the first honest opinion I'm going to give tonight is going to kind of guide this whole conversation and probably guide the whole show tonight. Cornell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you ready for this? Because this is my prediction. You ready?
Go ahead.
Ohio State, 35. I take that back. Ohio State, 38. Oregon, 20.
I can see that. I had Ohio State winning. I won't watch it because I don't even have a dog in the fight, and I really can care less who wins.
Well, what's hard for me to win about that? It's hard for me to root for anybody in this game. I want Oregon to lose because they beat Florida State, but I can't root for Ohio State. I never root for Ohio State.
I really can care less who wins. I don't think the ratings are going to be as high as it would have been with Alabama and Florida State.
Oh, God. Oh, no. God, no. No, not at all. Those
I think the only people going to be interested in that is people in the Midwest and out there on the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, a lot of people down here in South Florida for some reason, like Oregon. I think people are just caught up with the offense, you know, and the electricity of that offense. But they to me, that's gimmick football.
That's why I don't even watch neither game. I don't want to watch the game, period, because I don't like to watch cartoon football, gimmick football.
I agree. All spreading out the field. You do that kind of stuff, see, when you can't beat nobody up front. And I don't respect you. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't respect it. And that stuff don't translate
on the next level.
That's the next thing, too, and that's a good point you just brought up, too, translating on the next level, because I don't know a lot of players from Oregon in the league. I mean, I know LeGarrette Blount. He plays for New England. I know that, and I'm sure there's plenty of other ones, but I think it's more stars from your Florida states, Miami, Georgia, USC, Texas.
Yeah, Ohio. Even Ohio State. Urban Meyer going. I think he's going to purge that to where he's going to turn that into gimmick football like he did Florida.
But he's not playing gimmick football up there now. Florida.
Well, he's running that spread football. Option. That spread option, the whole offense is smoke and mirrors.
Well, he fooled everybody with the Tebow thing.
You know, if you made Tim Tebow look like that, then,
He did. One of my Heisman, and, you know, you even got some people that think that Tim Tebow is better than Herschel Walker as a college football player. I never agree with that, but I saw that on a poll once, that they had Tim Tebow as the greatest college football player ever.
I could never understand that because even though he won two college national championships.
The first one,
he was a backup quarterback.
Thank you.
Chris Leak won that championship. Chris Leak wasn't ever there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I agree. You know, we agree in a lot already. Now, this must mean it's going to turn bad at the end tonight. we already agree. But seriously, though, think about that. Jim Tebow, Urban Meyer, gimmick offense, they won. This offense, Ohio State, not as gimmick, but it's getting there. You know, but I can make a case where Braxton Miller is a better quarterback than Tim Tebow. People probably won't believe that.
He's a better quarterback. I think he would translate
he
better
in
the NFL more than Tim Tebow would.
Yeah, so you hear these rumors about Miller, Braxton Miller going to Florida State. You hear that?
I seen Darnell Dockett on Twitter with that.
Yeah, on Twitter, said that, come on, bro, you need to come on over. We need you.
Is that illegal?
That's a very good – that's what I'm wondering because I don't think so because he's an NFL – he's not affiliated with the university technically. You know, he went to school there, but what's wrong with him as another human being, a person, telling someone else where he wants them to go to school? I don't see it any different than Deion Sanders, you know. It's not like they're asking a high school athlete being recruited out of high school to go to a certain school. Like you couldn't use Deion Sanders to recruit someone out of high school. That's totally unfair, you know.
But at the same time, it's still recruiting all the same.
Yeah, it's a little different, though, because he's a – graduating senior, therefore his eligibility, and I don't know. That's a good question. Is that illegal? I know the coach couldn't say it, but you and I both know some coach from Florida State has spoken to Braxton Miller. We know that.
Oh yeah.
Somebody.
I think that's where he could go. Either
and
there,
not just Florida State.
He could possibly go to Oregon and run that game.
But why would he leave? My thing is this. Why leave? If I'm Urban Meyer,
why
I'm telling him not to leave.
I tell him, you know, you got to look. If you really care about the best interest of the kid, you got to tell him, hey, man, you know, I got this young guy here. He almost was a Heisman candidate. I can't bench him. He's younger. This your last year. I got to go with the youth. You know, the best thing for you would be to go do something that's going to benefit you. If he told that kid to stay there, then he ain't serving the best interest of the kid.
Yeah,
He got two young quarterbacks capable. If this kid here win the national championship, you're going to have two quarterbacks. You're going to have three with Braxton Miller coming back.
Cardale Jones is the quarterback for Ohio State now, who was previously a third stringer, who, in my opinion, in the first half, played like a third stringer. Nevertheless, he turned it around and ended up winning the game. Now, Cardale Jones is 6'6", about 250 pounds. He's listed at, I'm going to give him 260. In my opinion, and again, this is my small opinion, if he goes to tight end, if he switches to tight end, he's a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Did you see the athleticism on him?
You know, honestly, I didn't even watch the game.
I did watch it. He's freakish, seriously.
But
to
here's
that
the thing.
And be able to run that fast.
But here's
he would
the
be
thing.
A first-round draft pick as a tight end.
But if they say he has a cannon for an arm and he that size, hopefully he don't get no bigger.
Can we say Jamarcus Russell? That's what we're looking at. You're looking at another
hopefully,
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, but hopefully he ain't that stupid.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, shout out
to him. But if he could stay that size with that arm, only problem is they done burnt up his they can't reassure him now.
Yeah.
So you got two freshman quarterbacks.
One of them gonna end up transferring.
Something gotta give.
If he win this game, one of them
ain't
end
no
up
way you can ain't no way you can send him back to the bench. And then you got other kid. They was talking about Heisman Trophy for him. Until he
Blake
got
Barrett.
Hurt.
Are you talking
JT Barrett. What is his name? JT Barrett.
Barrett.
So you're going to have two freshmen playing the same position. That don't work. You need at least 2 years between your quarterbacks.
Well, Cardale Jones is not going. I mean, he needs to go to tight end. Seriously. If he went to tight end, oh my God, he's a millionaire waiting at tight end. But he wants to play quarterback. Hey, his decision. But Braxton Miller, now imagine him staying. Now, if he stayed, what position would he go to? You see what I mean?
That's why I'm telling you, that wouldn't benefit him to stay. It would benefit him to go to Florida State or Oregon or wherever he want to go. Do like a Russell Wilson did.
It probably would benefit him to go to Oregon, right?
To run that whatever, you know. I think he can go anywhere he want to go. But I wouldn't advise him to stay at Ohio State. To sit
that's
on the bench and
talking year. About Duke. I mean, what a position he's in. He can go wherever he want, pretty much. He's like a free agent.
Basically.
You know? He's like a free
just
agent.
Remember, Russell Wilson did the same thing his senior year when he went to Wisconsin.
Well, what about coming to Miami? Maybe he should do that.
What you going to sit behind another freshman?
What you mean, sit? I'm going to put Kaya on the bench.
No, Kaya, you can't bench Kaya, man. Kaya
he
had
need to go to the bench.
No,
if
Kaya had
came around, he go to straight to the bench.
No, well you could
what
you can bring.
About? Get a red
you
shirt
can,
out of him.
But you please. How you going to reassure them? How?
Man, I do this thing like a video game. Reassure him.
It don't matter if Jameis Winston went to Miami. As long as they have that coaching staff.
Oh, God, yeah, I see what you're saying, man.
It won't work. So don't go to Miami, man.
Now, wait anybody right now, Miami's not in the top 50 of recruiting classes right now. Everybody has decommitted. They've had over 12 decommits.
What about that kid from St. Thomas?
Oh yeah, he's still going, supposedly. He's 80. He said he's 85% sure. I don't know how you come up with a number like that, but he's 85%.
Well, he better go
sure.
I think that would be the best spot for him because
Devin Cook,
in Florida State, and
you think
you ain't cutting in none of
Miami?
This yeah, because he can get a bunch of carries. I mean, you want to win.
I think his best spot is to go. You know why I think
Florida.
Wisconsin?
Nah.
That's where I think he should go. Either there or Nebraska.
You see how Miami, if anything.
Yeah,
they ran the hell out of Duke Johnson.
Yeah. He's
gonna get your touches.
And don't care about winning no championship. So he needs to go where they're gonna run the ball. A championship is icing on the cake.
He ain't gonna win one in Miami. Never mind that. You coming there to go to the NFL. If you win a championship along the way, then that's cool. But if not, you using that for a stepping stone to the next level.
And that's what I'm saying. So if that's the case, he might as well go to Wisconsin or Nebraska.
See, Wisconsin got a history of putting out garbage running backs.
They tear up
Wisconsin. Ron Dane. The guy who went to Minnesota, I forget his name. He was like a track star. Who else they had there? They had a couple
James
big
White.
Running. All these running backs. What do they do in the NFL?
Well, he can go to Nebraska. Then he need to go somewhere like that. That's what I say personally.
He go to Miami. He'll be a starting running back because I believe he would be better than Joseph Yerby.
Yerby
too small.
He ain't better than Yerby, man. Come on, you gotta remember what Yerby did in high school. And that what he did in high school was like amazing. And even last season, to me he didn't get the ball enough. They ran Duke too much, if that sounds right.
Yeah, they did.
They ran him ragged. He couldn't stay for another year. He wouldn't have any value in the NFL.
That's why I said get that boy out of there. When I watched that game against South Carolina, and it was 3rd and 6, and Carolina had 8-9 men in the box, and you still run Duke Johnson. He twists his ankle and fumble the ball.
Well, part of it,
man,
quarterback's fault.
I say, man,
he needs to check off for that. But
well, who say the quarterback got the authority to check off?
Well, he should. He's the quarterback. This ain't little league football now. You got to have authority for that. If he don't, he went to the wrong school.
Well, that's coaching, Tommy. You see, they were trying to get Duke Johnson the ball. You got Dorsett on the outside running a 4-2, and you're not even using him. That's coaching.
Well, it's all coaching in Miami. They got 12 NFL prospects. Can you believe that? 12.
Ain't nowhere in the world you supposed to go 6-7.
None. No way. And they ain't going to win but 3 or 4 games next year. What should I say?
I hope they do. I hope they lose bad and Butch Davis don't get no job offers until 2016. When Al Golden get fired after the 2015 season.
Well, the rumor is, and this is just a rumor, but the rumor is why Al Golden hasn't been speaking to the media or anything is because they're trying to negotiate a buyout for him. But my opinion is that is just a rumor because Miami, as cheap as they've always been with the football program, buying out Al Golden would leave any money for another coach. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that'll be about $10 million.
Exactly. So I mean, Miami doesn't have money like Florida. Florida bought out Muschamp. I think he walked away with a cool million just in his pocket. And the next day he gets him a coordinator position. So, you know, he ain't hurting at all. You know, He's not hurting at all, but doing that at Miami, it'll put you in a bind. And speaking of Miami and University of Florida, here's another connection. Randy Shannon has been hired as a linebackers coach and the head recruiting coordinator at the University of Florida. Well, I mean, to me, that's good. That's real good.
Florida ain't never been big on coming down to South Florida anyways, grabbing too many players.
Yeah, well, they grabbed a certain defensive end back in 1992.
Oh, yeah.
they took a chance on him. but seriously, that's to me, that's good. That's real good because I know one thing. I ain't got to worry about the right linebackers getting chosen. So Miami.
Hold on now, Tommy.
Here we go.
See, you don't give Randy no credit. Now Randy hold on. Randy was the linebacker coach when Jonathan Vilma was there, when DJ Williams was there.
Okay, I'm gonna say this like this.
You got to give a man some kind of credit, Tommy.
Okay, well I want you to also
as a linebacker coach and a defensive coordinator.
I also want you to give Julian Thomas credit as well then. You know why?
Who?
Julian Thomas. Give him credit too. You know why?
For what?
Because he could have coached them and done the same thing.
No.
Okay?
No.
Yes, he could have. No. Julian, you could have taken that 2001 team and Julian Thomas, a combination of Julian Thomas and every other clown that you can think of that's on Facebook could have coached that team.
So –
I remember
a couple of years ago, you were telling me how good Al Golden was. I told you a couple of years ago, Randy Shannon was a better coach than Al Golden, and you said no. Nah, what's
right,
your opinion?
Right now, they're the exact same.
I think had Randy stayed one more year and was able to get Teddy Bridgewater, that would have saved him.
Bridgewater might have saved the program. He would have just been another Harris. One of the
that
other.
That
would
have saved
no, that ain't no middle of the ground. He would have been there. So
that would have saved Randy's job, man. Bridgewater was head and shoulders better than Jacory Harris.
Oh, yeah. We all know that. I mean, well, you know what? We never got to see how good Harris could be, really, because he didn't get a chance to develop, you know.
Yeah, and that's true.
He never just messed his whole career. That's why he over there playing in Canada freezing right now. He never got to see what he really could do, you know. You know, but Bridgewater seemed a little different than Harris. Harris always fooling around and got pink hair and carrying on and a mohawk and all that foolishness. See, I'm old school. Just play some football. Stop trying to be off.
I think Bridgewater would have saved Randy's career. But this Al, like Phil Buchanan called Al Folden.
They need
to get him out of there.
Right now, they both got the same record, so. We'll see who worse and who better.
I don't recall Randy never going on a 4-game losing streak.
Yes, he did. What are you talking about?
A 4-game losing streak? Give him.
When they lost in the Orange Bowl, and the last game in the Orange Bowl was that. That was the 4-game streak. Yes, they did.
I don't know. I have to look that one up.
Randy Shannon just got on my nerves when he first got there, when he took all the names off the jerseys. I had a problem with that. I did. That ain't right. But, you know, that's small stuff, you know. A lot of people like Randy Shannon. Like I said, I'm sure he's a great person. But that coaching in those years, man. It's the same thing.
I got to get a man some kind of credit.
Well, he cleaned up the program. I give him credit for that.
And on top of that, you remember that year he had the first four games were like the top five people in the country, and he went 3-1. Golden has no signature win. At least Randy Shannon done beat Florida State before.
Let me tell you something. Listen, I don't want to hear about beating somebody. They play for the University of Miami. You were supposed to be the elite. See, that culture is not down there anymore. The only time Miami, and I'm going to tell you that this is crazy, but the only time Miami is going to have a culture of winning is when they get a coach down there that's going to foster that. And that old Miami, the swag, doing what you want to do, playing how you want to play, and living how you want to live. That's Miami. You can't do it no other way down. I'm just convinced.
That'll never happen again.
I'm serious.
They'll
I'm
never
just convinced.
Let Miami get like
you just can't do it.
Can
down
you
there
imagine
no
if the stuff going on at Florida State would have been happening in Miami?
Oh God, they would have wanted to shut the program down.
See what I'm saying?
If you could imagine the quarterback at Miami getting caught with a rape charge. Man, that boy wouldn't have been playing. Whoever he was, he wouldn't have been playing. He would have been from, boy, the way they go, look at that big fight that those teams got into down there at the Beach Bowl. You see that? It was BYU and, who was that? Oh, it escapes me right now. BYU and somebody was playing at Miami Beach Bowl down at the Marlins Stadium. And they got into that big fight. Now, can you imagine if University of Miami got in that fight? Can you imagine
Man,
that?
It,
you know what
Sports
would
Illustrated would have ran another article on.
There comes another article.
Shutting the program down.
I don't know what it is with Sports Illustrated in Miami, boy. I tell you, just imagine that. Anybody. Imagine if somebody from Miami would have done what I don't know how to pronounce his name right. Not a become Sue kicking and carrying on. Now imagine that had that been imagine that would have been Brandon Merriweather. Man, please. They'd have been
you
all
see,
over
so
that.
You can't they can't get away with that kind of stuff no more. So yeah. if that's what it's gonna take, they'll never get back.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of Sue, do you think he's one of the dirtiest players in the league? Cause in my opinion, he up there.
He got him, man. I like him, but come on, man. You getting caught too much doing stupid stuff.
Stepping on people and carrying on. It's always something with him. But, you know. Hey, he's a ball player. You got to give him his credit. He's a ball player, though.
I think that's the best defensive tackle since Warren Sapp.
I think so, too. I really do. Yeah, I really, really do. You know, he up there, even though they set up there and lost to the Cowboys. And on that note, we're going to take us a break because we're going to come back and talk about these Cowboys, too, and Romo, and why I think that Romo would never, ever win a Super Bowl because he is not. He is not a Super Bowl quarterback. We'll be right back. We're going to pay a few bills, everybody. Please check us out at www.speakonit.com/blogtalkradio. We're going to a small break.
of Africa Bambaataa. New York City legends. Just want y'all to know that. All right, yeah, big shout out to my dog Sabine and my dog Celeste. Y'all know who he is. Y'all know why I'm saying that. I love New York City. Anyway, back to another city I'm going to visit. Hey, Cornell, when we going to do our trip? Me, you, and Tap, we got to do that trip where we go to Dallas to the Cowboy game next season.
Right? Hey, man, y'all call it.
Yeah, I'm serious now. We're going to go up there and we're going to hopefully when they play Philly, because, you know, that's my squad. So I'm crossing my fingers and I'm praying that Bobby Hart, number 51, I can really talk about him now. His eligibility is number 51 for Florida State, gets drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Is he coming out of the draft this year? Is he
well, he's a senior. He's a senior anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's getting right. I talked to him. I had the pleasure. Shout out to Bobby, man. What's up, man? I talked to him. Oh, well, after every game, we talked. And we talked after this that game against Oregon or whatever, and he was like, Coach, it's just one of them things that just seemed to just get out of hand, like we just couldn't do nothing right. And
man,
really,
boy, that thing, looked like if Oregon defense stopped you once and you turned the ball over once.
Well, that's the thing. You can't turn that ball over. You just can't. And me and him counted. We sat there right there on the phone counted. We counted 34 points off of turnovers. You don't hear me. 34 points off turnovers. You take that away, that score is 25-20 in that game. That's a game. That's one Winston drive, getting the end zone, and ended it.
Once I seen Dalvin Cook turn that ball over twice, I say that's a wrap.
Yeah, man. You just can't keep turning that ball over on a quick strike team like that, man. You got to grind. And it looked like they was trying to grind them out. You know, they was running on them. You know,
once them two turnovers, that was a wrap.
Yeah, man, them turnovers, man. Turnovers
you can't get down. You can't get two touchdowns behind Oregon.
Turnovers are key in every sport, including car racing. It'll mess you up every time. Can't do it. Can't have no turnovers, boy. But yeah, I talked to him. Hopefully, he get drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, who is my team, ladies and gentlemen. Just let y'all know that.
That is my squad. The Dolphins, boy.
Well, you know, I always shoot for the home team. You know, I do. You know, the home team guy, he ain't going to never win nothing. I won't still cheer for him. But when it comes down to it, when I'm talking about winning the championship, I'm going to cheer for them Eagles. All right?
Well, Tommy, the Eagles, one of the few teams that ain't never won.
That's all right. We knock on the door. At least we done knocked on the door in the last century, okay, last 10 years.
Man, as long as that door don't open, you can knock all day.
Yeah, if
the door don't never open, you ain't getting in.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that. You ain't no need for a door to even be there if you can't go in. So, but I hopefully you get drafted by the Eagles and then we can go on down at our game. We can take Tap to the Cowboy game to watch him salivate and see his favorite team in the whole world play. And speaking of the Cowboys, when they play, is it Saturday or Sunday? Whatever.
You know, wherever they play, it's going to be prime time.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a conspiracy personally that they want the Cowboys to win. I really do. I believe it's fixed for them to win because Tony Romo is not a Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
Never has been. I've always said that I'm one of his biggest detractors.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I'm not a Tony Romo fan. I can't Cowboys. But I got to be objective. Tony Romo is just as good as Joe Flacco. I believe he's better than Eli Manning.
No, he's not better than
I believe.
You're naming people that have won Super Bowls.
It don't matter.
You just named two players. Listen what you just did. I knew we was gonna get into it towards the end of this show. You just named.
Well, don't give me that Super Bowl thing, because then I tell you,
you just,
Trent Dilfer better than Dan Marino.
No, I'm not making this
you
comparison.
You can't have it, well,
you are. Now, listen now. You making this comparison, not me now.
Yeah,
you're comparing. You're comparing.
Football is the ultimate team sport. And Eli Manning had a hell of a defense every time they won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco had a hell of a defense. Super Bowl.
True.
Nah, the Cowboy defense ain't that good. But I would put Tony Romo in the same category with them guys. Tony Romo is just as good as Eli, Joe Flacco. I put him in that second tier quarterback.
I'm sorry.
You got to look at the numbers, Tommy. Look at the numbers. That's what the numbers say.
I can't go for that. I can't.
Dallas Cowboys.
I watched him choke. He chokes too much. He don't choke this weekend. Watch what I say.
Well,
watch now.
If he choke, he choke. But I take Tony Romo just as quick as I would take a Joe Flacco. Eli, I take him over Eli.
Well, the coach say that Flacco is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Who?
The coach said that. Harbaugh.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Flacco.
Well, you know, the coach got to say that.
Nah, he was serious, though.
Well, he got to believe that. That's his quarterback.
And he's number one in the NFL.
But Tony Romo right there with them. They in a triangle.
You'll never hear Tony Romo.
But Tony Romo is I would say he's two times better than Eli Manning.
I cannot believe I'm hearing this.
Never heard of Tony Romo leading the league 2 to 3 years in a row with interception.
Yeah, but you never heard of Tony Romo win a championship either.
You never heard of Dan Marino winning one either.
But you never heard of anybody breaking his passing records. Tony Romo
that. What's his name just broke his passing records?
When he was playing. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
But hold on. You putting everything. You can't use the stats. And then you're going to ignore the stats with Tony Romo.
Well, let's be honest about one thing. There's no one in the world that would ever compare Romo to Marino. Can we all agree on that? That we know.
Well,
okay?
if you count championships, you can.
No. Yeah, well, if you do, yeah, you can compare. Okay, let's compare championships. Who been the one and who hasn't? Come on now, talk to me.
Okay,
compare championships. Who been the one? Who been the one and who hasn't?
Okay,
so
I get you on that, but I said let's compare championship.
Yeah, well let's compare it. Let's go.
It's 0-0.
No, it's not. It's 1-0 because Dan Marino got an AFC championship.
Oh, come
that's
on.
That's a championship.
Man.
You didn't say a Super Bowl. You said a championship.
Are you reading
that? You said a championship. I gave you one. The AFC champion.
Okay. Well, you got that.
He's the 1984 AFC.
I wouldn't say Tony Romo is better than Dan Marino. When I see Joe Flacco, I see Eli Manning, I see Ben Roethlisberger. All of them on the same level to me.
Oh, come
all
on.
Them on all those guys on the same level.
So who in the NFL right now is the best quarterback to you then? I love to hear this.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. And Tom Brady, obviously, correct?
No, Aaron Rodgers.
And Tom Brady?
No, it's just Aaron Rodgers. You ask me who's the best. You ask me, the best got to be one. If I could take any quarterback, I would take Aaron Rodgers.
You take Rodgers over Brady, wow.
I take Rodgers over Brady.
That one I can respect. That's pretty close now. But through the course of a career, Brady stands alone, you know.
Through the course of a career, if I had to take a career, I'd take Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Okay, I can go for that. I can. You talking about that. But trust me when I tell you, Tony Romo not up in that area of quarterbacks.
No, he's not.
And he never will.
You only have right now, far as career wise, 4 elite quarterbacks. You got Aaron Rodgers.
Kaepernick one of them?
Who?
What is Kaepernick? Is he one of them?
For the 49ers? Ryan Tannehill better than him.
Nah, you really not. You know what? I'm not going to even argue with you about that.
Tommy, all I'm telling you, look at
the numbers. He went to the Super Bowl.
I said right now. I ain't talking about 2 years ago.
Oh, he went to the Super Bowl.
I don't want to hear about what you did. I want to see what you're doing.
Oh boy.
This year, Ryan Tannehill was better than Colin Kaepernick, and I don't like Tannehill.
You used to like him.
Never liked him.
Nah, you used to like Tannehill.
No, never, ever liked him. You never thought the Dolphins should have even drafted him at number 8. You can't. He won a number 8 quarterback to be taken. If the other quarterbacks had to come out of college that year, he would have been a second-round pick.
So you took a second-round talent
and took him with a number 8 pick.
Yeah, and there's no way he should have been. No, I agree with you on that. That was stupid, but that is what it is.
But this past year, he was better than Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Back to the original question. Romo is not a Super Bowl quarterback, but
well, not yet. Dan Marino wasn't either, but Romo ain't finished playing.
A Super Bowl quarterback gets you.
No. No, I don't want to hear about what you got. You got to win it all. If you don't win it all, it don't matter.
Wow. I mean, it's got to count for something. He won AFC, man.
Yeah,
not
whatever.
Many people did that. Michael Vick ain't never done that. He went to the NFC.
Michael Vick ain't a good quarterback. Never been a good quarterback.
Never been.
Never.
He was a first round draft pick. But
okay. So was Ryan Leaf.
I'm glad you don't work in the GM office. I'd like to see, well, who would you pick with the number one pick this year coming out? Number one
James
pick.
James Wilson.
Really?
Wilson.
You pick
James
him over Mariota?
That dude run a system, man. That's a system quarterback. You throwing a wide open guy. You using smoke and mirror. Jameis Winston running a pro-style offense. He got the arm, and, you know, he might talk like he ain't and do stupid stuff, but the guy's a smart dude when it comes to grades.
Yeah.
And he got the NFL body, he got the NFL arm, and to me, that's the best college quarterback I've seen, Charlie Ward, the best college quarterback I ever seen. I know
you
people talk
Ward
about
the best
I ever seen. College
I say Peyton Manning. That's what I said.
Nah, college-wise, Charlie Ward, the best I ever seen.
And I'm going to tell you another name who I thought was so good in college, and even though he ain't never do nothing, was that damn Danny Werfel. Danny Werfel
was nice
in college.
He
was nice. There ain't no doubt about that.
I say Jameis Winston, for all the stuff they talk about Andrew Luck, I would take Jameis Winston had they been coming out at the same time. I would take Jameis Winston over Andrew Luck.
Really?
Only thing Andrew Luck would have had over Jameis Winston, not the off-the-field incident.
Well, that off-the-field mess, you know, that's something that's going to be a factor with him. You know, I hate to say it,
But
so,
you know,
so
people
really and, really and truly, had that boy come out, he's been able to come out last year, he would have been the first overall pick.
He'd have been number one last year. Number one hands down. You know, but they do that. They pass up on people. Like, look at Randy Moss, look at Warren Sapp. You know, they got passed up on because of off the field issues. And,
they ain't gonna pass. They ain't gonna pass. I think Tampa Bay gonna take him because Tampa Bay up there, they, you know, that's in Florida. You know, that's that guy who do the radio broadcast for Tampa Bay, the same guy that do the radio broadcast for Florida State. They got a big fan base over there.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll sell tickets. So if they don't take him just for that reason, it's like Jacksonville was too stupid not to take Tim Tebow just
that,
for
that
reason
so dumb.
Alone.
That was dumb. They've made so
just
much money.
Just to sell tickets.
Just to sell tickets. Because he's from up there. That's where Tebow is from, right?
Somewhere up in North Florida.
He's from, he went to Nice. He went to Nice High School. So
right.
I know that's,
I don't know
that's
where
around there somewhere. I think that's around there, not too far from there. So that,
but
that,
I know
that's
all
crazy.
The fans wanted him. So, you know, if they don't take Jameis, if they're going to take any quarterback, they should take Jameis Winston. That other dude, he remind me of Alex Smith.
Who that?
Mariota.
Mariota, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. We got three more minutes left. We've been here talking about football the whole time. We need to go back to one last thing before we wrap it up tonight. LeBron James doing his thing in Miami, rehabbing instead of being in Cleveland. What you think about that right quick, real quick?
I ain't even got no comment on that, man. Yeah. I watched a five minute clip of him and Wade highlight. Now you watch the Heat game, man, and you really see the dunk.
I know.
I know it hurts you bad.
But see, I told you 4 years ago on this show, and you know what I'm about to say. I said, don't y'all get caught up in this hype. Because he's going to break our heart. I told y'all that right here on this show.
I guarantee you right now, it done went through his head saying, damn, did I make the right choice?
Yeah, you know he didn't. He can leave after this year, so you might have your razzle and dazzle back. They'll take him back.
If he does that, seriously,
he better never ever go to Cleveland again in his life, and
never,
I don't mean that.
Not even to visit. But I heard a clip of Joe King Noah the other day. Joe King said, "Why would you even want to go to Cleveland?"
He said they're going to Cleveland
for vacation. Yeah, so what? I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
but I ain't trying to move back.
Yeah, but see, he from up there, so it's I can understand about going home. When I lived in Atlanta, people were like, "Why you want to go back down there? This the party capital of the world, yada yada yada," and vice versa.
I can understand going back for a lot of this.
It's home.
Yeah, I can understand that because it's warm weather. It's two people travel the world to come see Fort Lauderdale.
They surely do.
People come from all around
the
world.
Vacation down there. Yes, right.
And come through Atlanta. Nobody says, "I'm taking a vacation to Cleveland."
Except LeBron James, number 23. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to wind this thing on down. LeBron James, again, we may see him in Miami next year. Will we? Will we not? We know.
I doubt
Everybody
it.
Maybe I need to buy my season tickets now early so I can at least halfway afford it. Anyway, y'all, we want to just make some shots and thank everybody that made this possible tonight. We want to thank Chap for giving us this platform. Also, everybody remember, again, if you got some roaches in your house, don't hesitate to call Bayo the Bug Man. Don't be embarrassed if you got a little rats and roaches in your house. Other than that, we'll be back here next Thursday night at the same place and the same time. I'm here with Cornell. Cornell, one last thing to say, 20 seconds. Ohio State, Oregon.
If Julian here, you done bad-mouthed him on this show, you know what time it is.
I know exactly what time it is. I know what time it is. I'm gonna buy him a P90X videotape and tell him to step behind to get ready. Everybody have a good night, man. We out of here, man. Y'all keep it real. All right.